The Cubs on the road, squaring off with the Nationals. A couple stars right there. Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper saying hello before the game. We pick up the action in the third with the Cubs leading 1-0. Eddie Butler facing Bryce Harper.
Here's Harper. Swinging a line shot. Lunging catch. What a play by Baez. Headlong diving catch. He robs Harper.
Wow.
A rocket off the bat of Harper. 110-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Flying, soaring through the air. Baez robs Harper with a spectacular catch.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Down the left field line, slicing toward foul ground. Long run for anybody. Sliding to get the ball is Baez. In the air, an amazing catch. Caught it while on his back. Unbelievable. How many plays can he make in this game? On the bases, at shortstop, and that time with an overshift, and the only man on the left side of the infield. He's also played the outfield in his career. He ran a country mile and slides, rolls to his side, and looks up and makes the catch. The slide was to slow down and not run into the sidewall of the stands. That was an amazing play, again by Baez. Albert sets, here's the pitch. Swinging a line drive right center field toward the gap. That'll get down, and it will roll the wall. Rounding second, heading for third is Happ. Rounding third and coming home is Happ. He will score. Baez is into second with a double. His 12th double of the year, his 32nd run batted into the year. And that is the third run of the inning. They'll all go against Matt Grace. The books are closed on him. And Albers allows the inherited run to score. Three runs home here in the ninth. It's the Cubs 5 and the Nationals nothing. Here's the set. Base is loaded. Two out. The kick and the 1-2 pitch is high to the backstop. Here comes Defoe trying to score. Throw to the plate. The ball off the glove of the pitcher, Davis. He scores. Over to third goes Turner. Harper to second. It's now the Cubs 5 and the Nationals 4. Two on. Runners second and third. Davis sets. 2-2 to Zimmerman. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball in the dirt. Zim takes off. Contreras throws down to Rizzo, who steps on first, and the game is over. Zimmerman strikes out 2-3 if you're scoring. And the Nationals, oh so close, had the tying and winning runs on base as the game comes to an end. They were being blanked for 8.5 innings and down 5-0. They get back to within a run, but come up just short. In the bottom of the ninth inning for the Nationals, they score 4 runs on 5 hits. There was a walk, a wild pitch. Runners are left at second and third. Final score here at Nationals Park, the Chicago Cubs 5, the Washington Nationals 4.
The Cubs hang on, and I mean hang on, to win at 5-4. Javier Baez and Wilson Contreras each with 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Daniel Murphy extends his hitting streak to 10 games in the loss. The Nationals' comeback falls just short. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
I mean, as long as you got outs, you got a chance. That's how I look at it, especially with the offense that we have. You don't know, you know, when and who they're going to erupt against. And the fact that we had action on winning that game, we were hit away from winning that game. And, you know, our guys didn't quit, and it was a great comeback. And you never know in the eighth, you know, which run's going to beat you. And, you know, it was tough to take, especially when you had a chance to come back. And chance to come back all the way.
What aspect of that ninth inning battle there most stood out to you or impressed you? Or
well, just I mean, every hitter was battling. You know, I mean, you know, we got a big pinch hit from Drew. Harp battled. Murph started off. You know, Michael Taylor hit one off the wall. You know, and all our guys. You know, Weeder's got a big hit. And so all our guys, nobody wanted to make the last out. And, you know, they made some outstanding defensive plays against us. And especially Javi made a couple outstanding plays. You know, we did make a couple plays that cost us some runs. And, you know, we got to tighten up our defense, like I told you the other day, because making an error or two a game is not going to really get it. you know, and so we just got to tighten everything up.
You mentioned Gio's tough luck on six strong hits. What did you make of his outing?
Well, his outing was good. I mean, he threw a lot of pitches, but, you know, other than that first pitch home run, I mean, not the first pitch, the first batter home run. And, you know, he threw the ball well, you know, against some very tough hitters over there. And he gave us a, you know, a great chance to win. And, you know, their starter, you know, we hit some balls a ton off of him. You know, we flirted with the fence all day long in the first few innings. We hit some balls hard, but, you know, you can't guide them. But all you can do is just hit them. No, they don't build off each other. Just sort of, you know, things happen in streaks. You know, just like you score runs in streaks. You know, walks come in streaks generally. Home runs come in streaks. You know, poor plays come in streaks as well. You know, because guys are trying to do, you know, too much. And, you know, like I said, that was a tough game to lose.
What if anything?
Well, we knew that, you know, he likes to steal third, and we were slide-stepping. But, you know, there's a couple signs we didn't execute. And also knew that they like this safety squeeze, which is a tough play to stop. You know, you throw the ball up and in on them. But, you know, that was a good execution by Almora. You know, so that's a tough play to stop because it's not a suicide squeeze. You know, you're reading the ball on the ground, and then you go. A suicide squeeze when you go as soon as he, you know, cocks his arm. So, like I said, that's a tough play to defend.
Up next, the series against the Cubs continues on Tuesday with Max Scherzer on the hill.